Free Talk Live. We kick off hour three of the Monday edition of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We jump into the calls here. Brent is hanging on patiently in Missouri. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Brent.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to give you an update about the Kansas City pit bull ban.
Ooh.
Some new and interesting developments. I was watching the news a few days ago, or a couple days ago, I guess, and the newest story is that, lo and behold, the animal shelters in town are too full.
Really?
So, yeah.
Full of pit bulls?
Yes, exactly.
They haven't been executing them? They haven't been killing them as they captured them?
Well, they have regulations against killing good-mannered and non-aggressive dogs of any breed in the animal shelters.
You know, I figured what they'd do is have the dogs go out back and dig their own graves. I mean, it's just sick. That they
Well, wait a minute. They're confiscating them from people because there's now a pit bull ban, and there has been one for the last year in Kansas City, Missouri. They're confiscating them, but unless they're bad dogs, they can't kill them? So they're just locking them in cages and feeding them?
Yeah. Well, actually, what they've been trying to do is set up an exchange program. They're trying to ship them off to other towns.
Other places that will kill them.
Animal shelters where they can be adopted.
They want to do the extreme rendition or whatever it is. Extraordinary rendition with the dogs.
Oh my gosh!
This is just crazy.
What is going to happen here? Is there a plan? I mean, what's going on?
That's their plan is to ship all these dogs to find other communities where they can ship these dogs and they can be adopted out there because I guess they're safe enough for surrounding communities.
only a bureaucrat could come up with a stupid plan.
Yeah, it's okay for the rest of Missouri, but Kansas City.
We don't like pit bulls in our city.
Yep.
Wow, that's nuts. Anything else on your mind, Brent?
Well, I saw a pretty interesting article today on the internet. I think it might have been on Hammer or Truth, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it was about, apparently Nevada is putting an initiative on its ballot about legalizing possession of up to an ounce of marijuana.
Yes, they are.
November.
Yep, as a matter of fact, it's a
similar... I'll be watching that carefully.
Yep, it's a similar initiative that they had one on the ballot back in 2002.
I remember that.
That was to decriminalize up to 3 ounces. Apparently, that one was defeated, but it was a decent turnout. 39% of voters in that particular race or that particular election approved that proposal. So now they've reduced it to 1 ounce, and they're trying it again this year. So, yeah, definitely something to keep one's eyes on.
Yep.
Thanks, Brent. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So we're talking about a story out of St. Petersburg, Florida, where a 10-year-old boy apparently wanted to get himself a job so he could earn enough money to buy a go-kart. So he approached a man named Robert Bligan, who's 46 years old, living in St. Pete. He's an odd man, as neighbors describe him, who walked around the streets mumbling to himself. I mean, if you want to get a job, talk to the guy who's talking to himself.
Right. Good advice.
Nobody,
kids.
I mean, if somebody's got a job to give, it's going to be that man. So apparently the young man approached him, or he approached the young man, whichever way it happened, because he didn't like people, Mr. Bligan, and would cross over to the other side of the street if someone approached him, which must mean that Bligan approached the young boy, because otherwise they would just be chasing one another across the street, don't you think? I mean, if the young boy approached Bligan, he would cross the street, then the boy would follow, and he would once again cross the street.
It sounds to me like the boy approached Bligan.
Well, anyway, Gloria Whitehead, 34 years old, says, "We all knew he wasn't right in the head. It's so scary. How could he do something like that to a kid?" Because what was happening was he had the boy sell drugs for him on the street. Then apparently when he went away to go play with some other kids in the neighborhood.
Didn't take his job his work ethic seriously enough.
Right. He punished the boy by burning his face with a cigarette over 50 times in 1 week.
Oh, my God.
You think he would have learned the first time?
But I would think that he was still punishing him for one incident at that point.
I don't know. Maybe. The boy has been treated and released from All Children's Hospital. Videotape shows the boy's face and body badly burned, badly scarred, excuse me, by the burns. The Times is not publishing any photos because of his age. Police say they're stunned that someone would involve such a young child in the drug trade. Well, why? Why are you stunned? The spokesperson says, I don't think I've ever seen one 10 years old before. Well, the reason why a drug dealer would want to use a young child to distribute his product is pretty obvious. If the kid's doing it and the kid gets busted, then the drug dealer himself wasn't actually caught dealing the drugs.
Right, and a kid's not going to get nearly the time that the drug
dealer
would.
Certainly not. So it's kind of like drug dealing by proxy, essentially. Prophet says, this is the police spokesperson, says police officers were shocked when they found a boy, his face covered with burns and open sores. Mm. The case could bring more attention to the lingering crime problems in this particular area of St. Pete. The mayor announced a revitalization program.
It's always a program. Whoopee!
Loans to home buyers. Pastor Lewis.
That'll fix everything.
One of the local pastors from the Mount Zion Progressive Missionary Baptist Church. Lewis Murphy says, I can't even imagine it. It's something that just lets me know the sickness, the illness that exists, this demonic structure that's happening because of drugs. No, sir. It's not happening because of drugs. It's happening because drugs are illegal. That's why this little boy has welts on his face.
Yeah.
That's why he was abused by this sick, twisted man who wanders the neighborhood talking to himself. It's because drugs are illegal. It's not the drugs themselves.
Well, drugs are illegal because they're bad. So that's why it's because drugs are bad that this happened, not because they're illegal, because they're bad.
Well, as we've shown in the last hour, the drugs that are illegal have actually now been shown by scientific study to not be as bad as the ones that are legal. So we've got our priorities all kinds of messed up.
I'd have to agree with that.
And if it wasn't...
That's not true. They wouldn't have been made illegal if they weren't the most awful things ever.
So they want you to think, at least.
They always do the best for us. They look out for us. They make sure everything's good.
They're our government.
They're our government. They're keeping us safe from the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy.
Unfortunately, they are actually not doing that. And they are putting 10-year-old boys in danger from being harmed by some sicko... in his neighborhood.
You know, it would never have happened if drugs weren't illegal and had to be sold in the underground.
And when we've talked about this in the past, when we've talked about legalizing drugs, from time to time, it's very rare, but from time to time, we'll get some drug prohibitionist, some drug warrior calling in and saying, do you want to sell heroin in vending machines? You want to sell drugs at pharmacies? Well, yeah.
They might sell them at pharmacies.
Yeah, here's why. This is why I want people to be able to go to Walmart or wherever, Walgreens or Costco or wherever it is you get your drugs, walk up to a shelf, pluck a bottle of pills off the shelf, take it to the register, and check out. I want that to be able to happen so this little boy and others like him don't get harmed in the future. Because the longer prohibition goes on, the more likely scary, sick, despicable cases like this are going to come out. Because if the clients who were buying the crack or whatever it was from this kid, presumably crack or meth or something, if these clients were going to the store and buying them just like they buy a bottle of aspirin, just like they buy a bottle of Claritin, just like they buy all kinds of other drugs.
How about a bottle of Jack Daniels?
Thank you. A pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
If they were going to the store and buying those products, they wouldn't be buying them from the 10-year-old standing on the street corner. Because he wouldn't be there. And the reason why he wouldn't be there is because there'd be no way for his crazy drug dealer, 46-year-old drug dealer friend, to actually compete with the system of distribution that's set up for existing real legal products.
Yeah, absolutely. How often do you see 10-year-old kids on the corner selling, you know, underground meat? You don't.
You don't see them selling aspirin or
bottles of Jack Daniels.
Right, as you had said. But, I mean, just anything that you can get, you know, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because at the point where all of these things are decriminalized and able to be available in the store, it'd be just like picking up any other product. You know,
that's all it would be.
And
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know where this concept, and I keep hearing it from people, and... You know, I keep seeing it in all of the propaganda. I don't know where this concept originally stems from, that once we decriminalize things, usage is going to go nuts, and we're just going to have crazy drug fiends
everywhere,
running the street, beating our children and raping our women.
No, what we have right now are plenty of drug fiends in the streets because the drug laws don't stop them from doing the drugs. It just makes it more dangerous for everybody, because when they want to get their hands on them, then they have to go through some, well... drastic measures. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Happy birthday to you. Hey, I'm singing this tune to my tires. And when I come back, I'll tell you how I know exactly how old they are.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Human age can be creatively changed with a fake ID, but a tire's birth date can't be altered because its birth certificate's embedded on the tire itself. Look for an alphanumeric 13-character string on the side of the tire that faces inward on your car. The last four-digit set tells the week and year of manufacturer. The first two digits in this set are the week. The last two are the year. For example, 0101 says the tire was made the first week of 2001. Since tire manufacturers guarantee tires for 6 years from production date, not sale date, check out tires that look new on the shelf but may already be old. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Mentioned earlier that, Torgo, you have added someone brand new to the Shrine as of tonight.
I certainly have.
And you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to take a look at that. And ladies, we want you to be a part of the Shrine if you are a listener to the show. And you're a woman. That's all that's required to, well, you actually have to send a validated photo as well, which means that in the picture, you're proving that you listen to the show. And there are a variety of creative ways that some of our ladies have done that.
Yes.
In fact, your new Shriner, Torgo, what's her name?
Shauna.
Shauna. She's pretty creative with that validation.
Yes, she has written something on herself in eyeliner.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So you
written
can...
it right there on her chest. Is that eyeliner? Yes. I would have thought it was like a Sharpie.
No, it was eyeliner.
Mm.
So there, because you were there.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, part of that is my handwriting.
Okay.
So
lucky you.
Yep.
It's still a validated picture, so it counts. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you right to it. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
DJ Brett!
What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. I just wanted to talk about military recruiters tonight.
Oh, yeah?
About 20 minutes ago, I got a phone call from some Army guy, and, you know, I'm not blaming him. He's doing his job, but,
sure.
You know, I specifically requested at the beginning of my junior year, there was a form that you actually had to print it online, but it was from a government website, mm-hmm. and this form, basically, you can have your parents sign it saying, do not contact my child with by mail or phone. With any recruitment, I signed that, I turned it in, and it seems like ever since I turned that in, I've gotten more mail than I did before. And
well, now, didn't it say on the form that this form could take up to 7 years to process?
You know, there was probably some fine print, or it might not have even been on the form. You never know with the government, kind of stuff like that. But
right.
It's just, the guy called, and he's, you know, again, I'm not blaming him, but he's just like, so what are your plans after high school? And I tell him, you know, I plan on going to college and, you know, getting a job and helping the economy, stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't understand that whole concept. He's trying to talk me out of it. And
really?
You know, just not like saying you shouldn't do that, but, you know, just... Well,
you'll be better prepared for the job market after you have some responsibility. And by us screaming at you and telling you what to do at all hours of the day and night, putting your life in danger and paying you very little for it.
Well,
you'll be ready then.
You could go to college and come out and get a job and work for a company for 35, 40 years and then retire with a pension, or you could let us pay for you to go to college. You put in 20 years with the military, you come out, you're less than 40 years old, you've got a full pension from us, and you can still start on your own career of your choice, and you still got 20 good working years
in you.
That's
persuasive.
Yeah, of course, your work ethic at that point will be destroyed.
Right.
And all that money was just robbed from the taxpayers, so I could go on Bush and
minor detail. Minor detail.
No, you'd have a full pension at age 38, you see. It doesn't matter that we're stealing the money from everyone you know and love. You'll have a pension.
I guess it's true. We are a socialist country, so I mean, it makes sense. I don't know.
So what did you tell the guy?
I explained to him. And I said exactly what I told you guys. I mean, said I'm not interested, and he asked why. And I said, I'm a libertarian. I don't believe in stealing from other people in order to pay my wage. I'd like to boost the economy myself. And
wow.
He pretty much just said, okay, dude. Thanks. Have a good night.
He's like, oh, well, yeah, that is what we do. Okay.
That objection is not in the manual, you know?
Yeah, right. Nice job, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That was it. I just wanted to talk about that.
Thanks, Brett. Let us know if he calls back. 800-259-9231.
You know, Iowans is feisty.
Recruiting is sort of the government's version of selling. And Army recruiters, you know, I'm sure they have books on how to deal with certain objections
that
guys must have, and that kind of. I'm sure that the I don't want to be a government bureaucrat and suck off the teat of
the taxpayer
is not one of those objections.
Probably not.
Probably even heard of that.
Let's continue with the calls to Aaron in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on how good we have it with Free Talk Live compared to other talk shows.
Really? Yeah.
I tried to call a conservative talk show. I won't actually say the guy's name unless you want me to.
Oh, we love to trash talk him. Who was it?
Mike Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I saw that
you
guy.
Tried to call Mike Gallagher's show, huh?
Yeah, and I got through. Well, they were talking about how a large theme park in the United Kingdom had canceled a Muslim fun day they had been planning for lack of interest. And
okay.
So Mike Gallagher was trying to get people to call in and suggest things that, you know, what would have made Muslim fun day successful. And every single person had something negative to say, like they had Bin Laden bumper cars, turban ring toss, you know, all this stuff degrading to the Muslim faith.
Sure.
So I tried to call in, and I was like, I wanted to say, you know, how about we, you know, respect their culture, we'll have, you know, traditional dances, traditional music, you know, traditional food, etc. And I told the call screener that, and first he said, you know, I told him my idea, and he's like, okay, hang on a second, I'll get you on the air. And then he just hung up on me. So I called back.
Jeez.
And I asked him, you know, hey, did you just hang up on me? And he acted stupid, like he didn't know what happened, you know. And, you know, I told him my idea again. And then he put me on hold, and then he came back and he said that what I had to say had nothing to contribute to what they were talking about on the on the
not
air.
Interested.
But the thing that really got me is that the Gallagher guy was sitting on the air saying, you know, oh, this is terrible. Why are y'all all saying this stuff? I have nothing against the Muslim faith. But his call screener wouldn't let, you know, the other side of the, you know, the other end come in.
So that's because he's full of crap.
Exactly. Is that how radio really is? Is that how, you know?
It absolutely is. And people don't believe, you know, they're like, we cut our call, you cut your callers off and you talk all over them and blah, blah, blah. We keep them on. I mean, usually people we disagree with are on at least an entire segment.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
I
they're
know.
On
we
for 10 minutes.
And it really is Free Talk Live. I have to agree with that. After calling this nationally syndicated show and being cut off like that, you know, and seeing this guy, you know, to accept these calls but sit there in the air and say, oh, I'm not, you know, I don't have anything to do with this. This is terrible. I wish someone would call and say something, you know, meaningful.
He is a scumbag.
You know, and we, on Free Talk Live, everybody gets a chance. I mean, you can come on the air and you can blather about how the lizard people are taking over
exactly.
the government.
Exactly.
And, you know, they've infiltrated the New World Order and soon we'll all be in slave camps.
Exactly.
You can say that. Now, we might not keep you on very long because it's not that riveting, unless your story is really good.
Everybody gets a crack. Everybody gets a shot, no matter what their opinion.
And at least you all, like, accept anybody that wants to talk. You know, y'all don't have, you know, one theme, and if you want to talk about the other end, you know, you're going to accept all people that call. You know,
and I prefer dissenting calls. I like dissenting calls.
Exactly.
I'm more likely to take a dissenter before, if we're talking about a hot topic and we're getting multiple calls in, we don't guarantee that you get on in the order that you called. I'll take a dissenting call before I take an agreement call anytime.
Oh, yeah, and another thing, I don't think y'all are two-faced at all, like that guy, you know? He's just so pro-Bush, and you could... I mean, it was just horrible to listen
I actually
to these
saw
people.
Him. Thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate
Thanks.
Hearing
Bye-bye.
From you. We actually saw this guy in person at the Talkers Convention this year, New York City, where the Amplifier sent us to this. They have this thing called the Radio Rumble, where they bring in 6 or 7 talk show hosts.
I think it was like 8 or 9, but go ahead.
It might have been 8. They bring in a variety of different talk show hosts, some from the left, some from the right, and this dude was one of them. We'll talk about. I actually want to talk about this because he's a real lowlife scumbag, status trash. Oh, he's scum. We'll come back and talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there with over 120,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting. There's all kinds of different topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We had Aaron call in from Tennessee last segment telling us that now he really understands how different Free Talk Live is. And he gave us an example of calling up a nationally syndicated talk show today. He wanted to talk about the issue they were talking about on the air at the time. So he was calling on topic.
Right.
And he discovered that the call screener, not only did he hang up on him once, but when he called back, and he cowardly hung up on him. He said, "I'll get you on the air." Click.
Yeah.
Then denied hanging up on him. Could have been a mistake. We'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt. But then when he called back in, the call screener said, "Sorry, your topic's not relevant," or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And screened him out.
And the show was Mike Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher. He is a Salem product. Mm-hmm. Salem is a company that has hosts like Bill Bennett, the former national drug czar.
They have the most consistently conservative hosts out there. When I say conservative, I mean especially socially.
Religious conservative.
Yeah, socially conservative, very much so.
Michael Medved is another one of them.
Great product. I love the Michael Medved show.
I think he's their only decent product, personally. I've not heard their other
Dennis
shows.
Prager, have you heard
Prager's
his show?
Okay, I've heard a little bit of
him. Yeah, I can listen to Prager.
Bennett is a bore. He is horribly boring.
Gallagher makes me want to shoot myself.
Yes,
I mean, he's just so awful.
We were at the Talkers Convention. Our amplifier sent us.
He's as bad as Rusty Humphreys, I swear.
Does he puke like that? I don't know.
He's not a puker like Rusty Humphreys. Okay. But he does. His viewpoints are very similar. It's a worse puke.
You should use that voice for the rest of the show.
No, please. All right. So we were at the Talkers Convention, and this thing they have, one of the things they do is they have the Royal Rumble or the Radio Rumble, and there's 8 or 9 different talk show hosts that they invite from a variety of different political opinions. And when I say variety, I mean 2. There's
we run the gamut of opinions here. We've got people from the left and people from the right, and we and run the gamut of political opinions.
Well, actually, to be fair, they had invited Lionel, and I don't think he really qualifies as left or right.
That's true.
Oh, man, he's darn close to left.
What?
I'm telling
you. He can be. He really can be.
He's just shifting himself to market to the progressive stations. Anyway, so...
Lionel is. It only says he's a libertarian, man.
They had...
He pushes for government intervention. He's a little libertarian.
Tisk tisk. Anyway, so they did invited a couple of guys that have regional shows. They're not nationwide names. They invited, let's see, Lars Larson, Mike Gallagher, Michael Medved, Jerry Doyle. So there are all these guys up there on stage, and they're arguing about the issues and sniping at one another. And of all of the hosts up there, this guy, Mike Gallagher, was by far the most pro-government.
Yeah, most consistent pro-government on every issue.
I mean, he was supposedly
on
the...
He was a statist. He's not a conservative. Right. He's a statist.
He's a statist through and through, but he was supposedly on the conservative side, so he should have been on the same side as Michael Medved and Lars Larson.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one issue, I don't remember what it was, where I think it was some sort of... I wish I could remember.
It was immigration, wasn't it?
It might have been immigration. Anyway, Lars Larson was coming out on more of a, you know, pro-freedom side of the issues. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you want government getting involved in this one issue? And Mike Gallagher was just pounding the pulpit for government involvement in everyone's lives. And it was just the most... he is one of the most despicable characters on the scene of talk radio.
And, you know,
now everyone's going to go listen to his show.
Here's what sickens me the very most about his show is, you know, he's obviously a Republican. He's a red stater.
Yeah.
And, you know, you...
Have you actually heard the show?
Yeah, I've heard, sure.
Oh,
absolutely.
Is he on around here?
He's on here at 9:30 a.m.
Oh, he replaced sports, didn't he? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, the thing that sickens me is that you've got this, he believes in Republican politics, and you know that the pendulum isn't going to stay on the red side.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to swing back blue. It's going to swing blue quick, too, by the way.
Probably.
And you're going to have, at some point in the future, certainly within the next few decades, you're going to have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican White House. Or, excuse me, a Democratic of all
okay.
those.
Yeah,
currently,
yeah.
you have that now.
Yes.
And so he wants big government involved. He just, and now he's going to grow government as much as he can if in his perfect little crazy world,
right.
Gallagher crazy world. He would grow government as much as he could in the areas that he wanted to grow it. And then, when the pendulum swung back to the blue side, he'd be like, oh, my God, we got to have a smaller government.
Government's out of control.
These Democrats are doing it. Well, that's the problem. That's giving the baby the gun.
Right. You know, if one of our... I hate it when people call in and drop certain talk show host names on our show, but I would love it if someone called Mike Gallagher's show and actually got through the screening and dropped our show. I wonder if they would dump you.
They probably would.
They probably would.
All He's right. so far removed from our politics, he probably doesn't even know who we are.
No, I don't know. We do advertise and talkers.
We do advertise
he's
and talkers.
He's seen the ads if he reads it.
Like, he's trying to rise up the ranks at the same time as we are, so he's not going to worry about us as much as he can worry about the people ahead of him.
Right. Well, if we get our way...
Once you're at the top of the hill, then you have to look at the people climbing the hill.
If we get our way and we get lucky, maybe at the next Talkers Convention, we'll be on the radio rumble, and Gallagher will be there, and then we'll be able to take him on. That would be interesting.
Right. But I can see where you're coming from, Mark. I'd say you'd probably have more of a chance of getting dumped out saying Free Talk Live if you called, you know, O'Reilly or Rush or somebody like that, because you're actively mentioning the name of a show that's not them. That I could see you getting dumped out on.
But if you just included it as, well, I was listening to Free Talk Live the other day, and then you just go off onto your topic, or they were talking about blah, 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 if you just sort of melded it into your conversation.
Right, if you say, well, Rush, I want to talk to you about the issue of gun control, because one of the things that I heard on Free Talk Live the other day was that, you know... And that's the intro to your topic. Would he dump out on you? That's a good question.
Because then they'd have to dump what was on the air and dump the call at the same time to make it sound like you weren't ever even there.
Right.
Oh, there's problems with the phone lines. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with the Intorgo and Mark. Hey, Serge.
Hello there, gentlemen.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, 2 things. First, I would like to give you an update of my little pro-liberty thing I did yesterday.
Oh, was this at the concert that you were talking about?
Yep.
Okay,
Tompkins
what did
Square
you do?
Park. Unfortunately, I did not have time to hand out Free Talk Live flyers.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Well, then why are you on our phone line?
But I did hand out a little self-made general pro-liberty flyer with information about Free State Project, Downsize D.C., and all that.
Good. I see. So our flyer wasn't good enough. That's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to hand it out. I just had to leave before I could.
That's fine, man. Yeah. So what happened?
Well, a lot of the people were generally, you know, receptive about it. They, you know, agree with me on some stuff, and they said they'd check out Downsize D.C., Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an interesting response when I went up to a guy running one of these political booths they had.
Okay.
It was obviously, you know, more socialist. He had all these papers on the capitalist classes and the oppression of capitalism and all that socialist nonsense. And I handed him a flyer and I asked him if he had heard of Downsize D.C. or the Free State Project. And he sort of rolled his eyes and had this look on his face that said, "Oh, no, not another libertarian." And it was funny because he took the flyer, you know, and said, yeah, kind of rushed me away.
Right.
It was, because it was, what's it called, just, you know, interesting, trying to mingle with the socialists.
Well, maybe, you know what, if what happened as a result of you handing out those flyers is three people went to some of those websites, and maybe one of them questioned his beliefs, and who knows, maybe one of them would listen to the show, or possibly shift a little bit away from what his current belief system was, then I think it was a success.
True, I...
Because a lot of these people have never come across our ideas before. I mean, we know Niall in Utah. He's a guy that called our show about a year ago. Dyed-in-the-wool socialist, a self-avowed socialist, completely turned around by listening to Free Talk Live. Shifted 180 degrees from a self-avowed socialist to a self-avowed libertarian. And I just think I think he might be more of a free marketeer now. I'm not sure. I'm not going to speak for
that's
him.
That's the same thing for me, because before I really discovered your show, I was a kind of rage against the machine type of person.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you're out there, Surgeon. Thanks for the story. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Torgo, there's some trouble in Texas.
There is. And it starts with C. And that stands for...
Cookie, and it's good enough for me?
That's right.
No, it is something that's pretty good. We'll talk about it. More on the way. This is your show, 800-259-9231. You take control with Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
That toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's free. We give it all away, and what we ask in return is that you voluntarily support the show. So if you like the fact that we give you a year's worth of archives, the bulletin board system, and more on our website for free, then become an amplifier like over 275 of our listeners have done.
A lot of people.
They've went to amp.freetalklive.com. They've gone to amp.freetalklive.com, and they've learned about the Amplifier Pledge, which essentially signs them up for $3 a month, and that $3 a month comes into us. We turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting, and it's Amp Free Talk Live. So that $3 comes in. We turn around, buy some advertisements in Talkers Magazine. Mm-hmm. We go to talk radio conventions like we were talking about earlier. We also buy internet advertising. There's so much that we can do with your $3. It's
and there's,
amazing.
There's perks for people that want to do it.
That's true.
There's a forum that only they can get on
it's
to.
Exclusive.
That's right. There's a special call-in line. And I don't know. What's the other thing?
Classic Archive.
That's the big one, yeah. I can't believe I forgot the Classic Archive.
And so you get all the details about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Really, it's making a huge difference. It's helping spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world, around the country. And you can see exactly where we're spending the money at amp.freetalklive.com. All right. Torgo, bad news in Texas. What's going on?
Well, I don't know that it's bad news. Texas is taking steps to protect us from evil, promiscuous, awful women who are trying to tempt us
really?
With their skin in Arlington, Texas. With a new school year about to begin, some female students in one Texas school district may have to rethink their wardrobes. Teen fashions often leave parents a little disgruntled. Arlington Independent School District parent Francis Henson said, "I'm thinking that our daughters are growing up a little bit too fast these days."
Okay.
Well, Arlington school board members agree with her on that, and so they've made a rule. They've adopted an amendment to the student dress code that reads, in part, "The display of cleavage is unacceptable. Low-cut blouses, tops, sweaters, etc., with plunging necklines are not allowed."
Ooh.
Cleavage. No more cleavage. Because it's gotten bad enough that, unfortunately, our young males are looking at more than their English book, their speech book,
and
their science
book. As long as there have been young
females
and young males, they have been looking at more than their speech books and science books.
Yeah, I would have to say so.
And it wouldn't matter what you put them in.
No, I looked at girls that did not have visible cleavage when I was in high school.
Okay.
Girls will find ways to show off their bodies anyway, and as guys, we'll find ways to look at it.
If you are in a burqa, you cannot show off your body. In fact,
talk about how hot their eyes are.
No, I think they have masks on some of those, right? I mean, they can actually darken out the actual eye area.
They can do that too.
And what you could do is you could mandate that all children, because what you want to do is you want to make sure that you can't tell the women from the boys. So you could mandate that all of the students in the school wear burqas. That way the boys aren't sure who the girls are and everybody's confused. The girls could be mandated to wear voice-changing equipment. That way that they don't sound like girls. Actually, everyone would have to wear it, I guess, to
right. They'd all have to sound like the killer from Scream.
So, is there more detailed quotes here? What do we got?
Let's see. Even some teenagers agree there's a problem. One of the students says, "I think it's good that they're doing it." Really?
Lame.
Do you? I think you're lying because your mother reads this article.
Perhaps.
Other students say that it makes back to school shopping more difficult. I just have to be more careful with what shirts I buy. Change my style a little. Now, what about all the kids who have already done all their back-to-school shopping?
Sorry,
you're going to have to get rid of all those clothes you bought and spend more money on new clothes, because we've changed the rules here. No more cleavage. We don't want to see your filthy skin and all the dirty thoughts it brings. While most parents support the new rule, some worry that enforcing it could be a challenge. Someone says, "I think it's going to be a little bit tricky because it puts a little bit of a policeman approach to the educators." Now, I think this makes school way more creepy than it should be. This rule makes school creepy.
Okay.
Because now all of the teachers have to be on cleavage patrol.
Right, they're cleavage.
Which means that too much judges. It is now the job of all of the teachers to stare at the chests of all of the girls at the school to make sure that they're not showing off
too much.
You'll
have to check them as they come into the room. You'll have to stand by the door so you can look down their shirts and verify whether or not there is or is not too much cleavage going on.
Exactly. I mean, not that I would mind having that job.
I think the solution here is the actual opposite of burqas. I mean, the problem in America is this puritanical society. That's why people are so scared of this. Oh, no, they're showing cleavage. Well, why don't we just mandate that all kids come to school naked one day? I mean, it'd have to be towards the summertime, because if it was up north and it was wintertime, that wouldn't work. But
I almost did that once.
Really?
Yeah, accidentally. I went to school without a shirt on.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
On a school bus?
No, my mother drove me to school.
She didn't notice?
This wasn't a dream?
No, this really happened. I was in fifth grade, and this was in the wintertime in northern Illinois, and we had to warm the car up in the morning before we could drive anywhere.
Right.
And so my shirt that I was going to wear to school that day was in the dryer, and it was not dry yet, and we weren't going to leave for about 20 minutes. I had time to dry.
Okay.
My mother was getting ready for work. She says, "Go outside and start the car." I said, "I don't have a shirt on." She says, "Well, put on your winter coat and go outside and start the car."
Oh.
So I put my coat on, go outside, start the car, come back inside, sit down and watch cartoons.
With your coat still on.
With my coat still on.
So you were warm, like I have a shirt on, kind of warm.
Right, not even thinking about it.
Mm.
So then time comes, I go out and I get in the car, and my mother drives me to school, and I go in the classroom, and I go to take my coat off, and I'm like,
"Whoa,
I don't have a shirt on." So then I had to go tell my teacher that I forgot my shirt.
That's rough.
And had to go down to the office and wait for my mother to get to work, so I had to sit in the office for another half hour before she even got to work.
To work, yeah.
And then she had to leave and drive home and get me a shirt and bring me. So for like an hour and a half, I was sitting down in the school's main office without a shirt on in my winter coat going, "I'm just waiting for someone to bring me some clothes." So
let's go to the phone. Shauna's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Shauna. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a input about the dress code issue.
Okay.
My high school had a dress code. And I remember one incident in ninth grade. Now, I've been blessed or cursed, shall we say, with, you know, I'm well endowed in the chest area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
ample.
So it was,
there you go. That's a good word. Yeah, ample.
It was always difficult for me to, you know, find shirts that teachers wouldn't, you know, be looking at my chest all the time.
Okay.
You know, even like a V-neck.
Because is that the problem?
T-shirt.
Wait. I'm sorry. Is that the problem you discovered, that it was really more the teachers that were looking at your chest than the actual students?
Yeah. And I remember once in ninth grade, I was wearing like a V-neck t-shirt, not low cut, just, you know, like a regular V-neck t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And my social studies teacher took me aside after class and told me that I was making him feel uncomfortable.
Oh, my.
I was bearing too much skin. And
you're making me feel a little uncomfortable, but if you want to get together after class, I'm sure you
can help me with that.
Help me feel a whole lot more comfortable.
He's like, and I feel that you're violating the dress code, and, you know, I hope that in the future you'll be more careful about your wardrobe selection.
Did that bother you that your teacher just said that, you know, he's feeling lecherous in your direction?
Yes, and I marched down to the principal, and I was like, because I was so angry, and I felt, you know, creepified. And I realize that's not a word, but...
Good enough.
I marched down there, and I was like, you know, I forget my principal's name, but I was like, is this shirt breaking dress code? And he's like, no, why? I'm like, because Mr. Blah, I don't remember his name either, but he was a creepy social studies teacher, just told me that I was making him feel uncomfortable and that I was violating the dress code. And he was like, no, you're not.
Wow.
But I think that I agree. It makes teachers look at, like, 14-year-old girls' chests.
Does it make them look at it? I don't think it makes them do anything.
I think it does.
I think it causes them to be encouraged to, you know, examine.
So
like,
are you in
girls.
Support? Are you in support of the dress code update in Texas where no cleavage is allowed?
No, she's not.
No.
She's saying that the dress code update encourages teachers to look at
because
I see.
The teachers now have
boobs.
To be on watch. Be like, is there any cleavage today? Let me check them out.
Clearly you missed what she was trying to say.
No, and that's why I ask questions for clarification.
Right. No, I don't support the dress code. I think it's stupid, and I think that girls, if they want to be promiscuous, are going to find other ways to do it.
Yes, they will.
And
now, what do you think of my idea to mandate that the children come to school naked one day?
Well, you know, I know a lot of nudists, so I'm sure that happens.
Thanks for the call, Shauna. Appreciate it.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
Thank you. Yeah, the reason I suggested it was because I don't think I'm really being serious, but
I don't think I'm being serious.
But on the other hand,
I might be. I don't know.
On the other hand, I think it
give
could
me
be
a school to run. We'll see if I am.
Yeah, that's the that's never ever going to happen. No one's ever going to give Ian a school to run.
I just think that if they got their fill of seeing that sort of thing, then it wouldn't be a big deal anymore. That's all.
Right. Because people are going to get their fill of seeing naked people.
Yes, if there's enough naked people around often enough, then it won't be a big deal anymore.
Right, like all the time.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.